Can you hear me? Think it's okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good afternoon, everyone attending this meeting today. My delegation joins previous speakers in congratulating you on your election as chairperson of this 55th session of the Joint Advisory Group, and thank you for your statement. We also wish to thank your predecessor, Her Excellency Ambassador Molokome of Botswana, as well as His Excellency Mr. Zhang, the Deputy Director General of the WTO, and Mr. Moreno from ACTAD for their statements. We further wish to thank Ms. Pamela Cole Hamilton for her report to this meeting today and commend her and her team at ITC for their dedication to the important work of ITC, particularly during this period when we are still faced with numerous health, social, and economic challenges arising from the COVID-19 pandemic. The pandemic has posed serious challenges for many of our economies, particularly the SMEs, which have been worst affected by the public health measures put in place to contain the spread of the pandemic. We therefore appreciate the tireless commitment of ITC, who did not relent in their work to ensure that the objectives set out during the reporting period were met. All this would not have been possible without the support and financial commitment of donors and development partners. My delegation therefore wishes to thank them for their long-standing support to the important work of ITC. As you may be aware, Zambia recently ushered in a new government led by His Excellency President Hakainde Hichilema following elections that were held on 12th August 2021. The new government has placed very high importance on providing an enabling environment for SMEs development as a vehicle for sustainable job and wealth creation. To this effect, the new government recently created the Minister of Small and Medium Enterprises and the Minister of Technology and Science, the Minister of Green Economy, as well as realigned the mandates of some ministries to ensure that issues of SME and private sector development, science and technology, and climate change, among others, are placed at the center of Zambia's new economic transformation agenda. My delegation will, in due course, engage with ITC to identify areas of cooperation in line with ITC mandate. Lastly, we wish to seize this opportunity to thank the ITC for their continued collaboration with Zambia on a number of flagship projects such as SheTrade and the African Trade Observatory and the African Continental Free Trade Area. ITC's trade-related technical assistance program plays a very important role in Zambia's trade and economic development agenda. We therefore look forward to the continued close collaboration with ITC to ensure the successful implementation of existing and future programs. I thank you for your attention.